Mitch Korn is on the line with us. The Predators are up in Toronto. They take on the Maple Leafs tomorrow, then the Canadiens on Thursday. So, Mitch, it doesn't get much more special as far as the atmospheres and the appreciation for hockey than where you guys are this week.
It's an unbelievable place to travel to and play. And for so many of the guys, it's their childhood memories. It's the dreams. It's what they watched on television when they were kids. It's like, for me, I grew up in the New York area, so it's Madison Square Garden. And for so many Canadians, it's Maple Leaf Gardens, which is now Air Canada, and the Molson Center.
So, Mitch, a couple of great shootout wins over the last couple of games. It's been interesting how in hockey, in the Predators in particular, it seems like every game comes right down to the wire. It's never easy. I noticed you guys have been in the lead for about 92 seconds over the last four games, yet you've got a pair of wins and very dramatic stuff the last couple of times out.
Absolutely, and it doesn't matter how long you're in the lead, as long as you're in the lead when it's over. You're right. It's never easy, and I think somebody once quoted the stat not too long ago. We have an enormous number of one-goal games, which is why Coach Trotz has little to no hair, and it's getting gray.
So, Mitch, as you look at the challenge ahead, how tough is it to prepare for teams that you only play once a season? Sometimes you don't even play them. It's interesting. You face the Maple Leafs very often. How much extra time do you spend scouting their particular personnel?
Well, our coaches that are doing things that I'm not doing, like I'm doing the goalies and the shootouts and those kinds of things, and our coaches prepare like they do just about every team. We go back three games, and our video staff prepares three games worth to develop the tendencies and the video required for the preparation. So whether we're playing Chicago, which we probably know better, or the Leafs, we'll go back three games and pull the same kinds of clips. So I don't know if it's that much more difficult. I think the difficult thing comes from, you know, there's a little more emotional tie when you play the Blues, or you play Chicago, or you play Detroit. Sometimes when you play an Eastern Conference team, there's not a lot of emotional connection. There isn't a lot of hatred. Those are the things that tend to be missing.
Coach, now, during a game, I think a lot of fans would be interested in this. You're not on the bench with the team. So what's your vantage point during a game? What are your in-game responsibilities? Just what's going on with you during the course of the game?
Well, I'm, for the most part, on a headset, but I'm worried primarily about the goalie and watching that. And forgive me in a moment if it gets loud. I am headed onto a plane. I am not with the team, believe it or not. I'm on my way to Milwaukee to work with our minor league team.
Aha, okay.
So I'm not gonna go down the steps yet here so I can finish this.
Well, we don't want to put you in any security risk. We don't want to call special attention to you, Mitch, for this interview. So.
No, by definition, I think there's. I'm always checked at the airport. I'm always checked. Don't worry about that. But back to what you're saying, and then the most of the shootout stuff, which you've seen me come down onto the bench for, is for the most part determined prior to the game. The pre-scouting is done prior to the game. The information is provided to the guys prior, and it's just to reinforce at that point.
Well, Mitch, as you head to Milwaukee, I think a lot of the fans are curious to know the progress of the guys you'll be checking on. In particular, Chet Pickard, he was a first-round pick. And some people have called some attention to the fact that he got his first win in a good while the other night. But sometimes I know, maybe you can articulate it for the fans, it's not usually the one-loss record that you're most concerned about, more the level of play, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you can't control run support in baseball, you know, and it's the same kind of thing in goal. You can't control the number of goals your team scores. You're just going to try to keep it out of your net, and then the chips fall where they may. And I'm more worried about how he's playing, how his skills are developing, and how he's managing the ups and downs of being a pro. It's a big transition from being Mr. Everything in junior to being one of a group in pro.
So what has he needed to work on the most since he's turned pro? And what have you tried? And what kind of progress has he made?
He's made really good progress in what we believe is it's all about agility and speed. I mean, when you watch NHL goalies today, they are all tremendously agile. They are extremely quick, even like our two guys in Nashville, Lindback and Rene, are so quick for big men because the game is so fast. Things happen so much quicker than in junior or even the American League. And so those are the things that we work on, and those are the things that we feel that he needs to improve on. He lost a ton of weight in the offseason, which has helped his speed. And so all those things are important. Now, the difficulty for him has come. He's really done really well in practice. A lot of things that are somewhat predictable, he's done well. Now we're trying to improve and process the information when things are unpredictable. And that's what happens in games, and it hasn't totally translated from practice to game yet.
Mitch, before we let you go, we got time for about one more question. Just talk about the two guys you've got up in Nashville, particularly Pecorine. When you go through a little bit of rough patch and the team isn't winning as much and everybody's scrutinizing everything, what do you try to tell those guys who have had plenty of success in the league just to get through the tough times? What are the buzzwords?
Well, this is a long-distance race. It's not a sprint. And so we're always talking about staying the course, doing what we do best, and maintaining not too high and not too low. And if you do that, you'll be able to handle the rough patches, and you won't get too high when things are good. It's real easy to, when things are good, to back off a little bit, not work as hard, take things for granted. So we just try to make sure that we are on an even playing field every day.
Mitch, you are now clear for takeoff. Enjoy.
That's about. I'm walking toward the plane now, and I apologize for the noise. But duty calls.
How about that? Mitch, thanks a lot. We appreciate the time squeezing us in there before you head on there. Have a good time, Milwaukee. We'll see you back in Nashville here very soon.